Welcome to the Get Cozy podcast, where we talk all about the coziest of book genres, the cozy mystery. I'm your host, Christy Meyer, and I'll be bringing you author interviews and keeping you up to date on all the hottest cozy mystery releases. We'll be diving into the latest episode after these quick messages, so grab yourself a cup of your favorite hot beverage and let's get cozy.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
If you want to help support the podcast, be sure to join our Patreon. We have different tiers to choose from to get weekly exclusive episodes, membership in our book club, and podcast merch. You can even choose the coziest supporter tier and receive a monthly Get Cozy book box, which includes one paperback copy of your choice from a selection of books by Get Cozy podcast guest authors. To join, visit patreon.com/getcozypodcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter to have a list of the week's biggest cozy mystery deals delivered right to your inbox each Monday. We get a commission for all books bought through our links, so by buying books, you're supporting the podcast. Sign up on our website, getcozypod.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out our podcast merch. Finally, if you'd like to donate to the show on a one-time or recurring basis, you can do that via Venmo at GetCozyPod. Thank you so much for your support. You listeners are the heart of the show, and I couldn't do any of it without you. Hi, hello, my cozy friends. Welcome to a super fun bonus episode of Get Cozy Podcast. Today, not only are we doing something very fun that we've never done before, but we also have our first ever returning author to the show. I'm so excited. We're going to be pairing wines with cozy mysteries today. So listeners, grab your wine glasses and your TBR lists. You're definitely going to need them. And naturally, given the theme of today's episode, I had to invite the author of not only one of my very favorite series, but she actually wrote the first cozy mystery I ever read, Killer Chardonnay. I am, of course, talking about Kate Lansing, the author of the Colorado Wine Mysteries. So welcome back to the show, Kate.
Thank you so much, Christy, and thank you for having me. I'm excited I'm your first return guest, too. So this is a fun bonus episode. I can't wait to do it.
Me too. I am just so excited to have you. It's always so much fun getting to chat with you. And for our listeners, if you have had a chance to check out the episode that Kate and I did on Millennial Cozy Mysteries, then you already know that her books are what made me fall in love with cozies. So really, this whole podcast kind of exists because of Kate's books. And I just think it's kind of wild to see what kind of impact books have on people's lives. Isn't that just so neat?
It is so cool. And I'm just so honored. And it just means so much to hear you say that. And your podcast is so fun. I'm just so glad you're doing this. And you're such a great host, Christy. They've been fantastic to listen to. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I've had wonderful, wonderful guest authors who've been willing to participate. And, you know, really, I just feel super lucky that I have an excuse to get to chat with my favorite authors. So it works out really well for me.
Good.
Yeah. Well, before we dive into our wine and book pairings, I do want to take just a minute to chat about your books so our listeners can be sure to add them to their TBRs if they haven't already read them. So do you want to kick things off by telling us what the Colorado Wine Mysteries are all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Colorado Wine Mysteries follow a young winery owner in Boulder, Colorado, and in the first book, Killer Chardonnay, she opens his winery. It's her dream come true. And of course, murder gets in the way, as it often does in cozy mysteries. And she has to solve the crime. And so I kind of like to say that the book follows Parker Valentine as the protagonist, as she expertly pairs wine with solving murders. And yeah, so the first book is Killer Chardonnay. The second book is A Pairing to Die For. And the third book is Mauled to Death. And those are the three that are out now. And the fourth book, Till Death Do Us Port, comes out March 7th of 2023.
Wonderful. I am so excited for Till Death Do Us Port. These books are all so much fun. The romance is super cute. And just, I adore the whole cast of characters, including all of the cats. So I know this is a series that's a favorite among our listeners already. But if you haven't picked it up, definitely do it. And I think you can pre-order Till Death Do Us Port already. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you should be able to pre-order it. It was supposed to come out this fall, but it was delayed due to all of those pesky supply chain problems. So right. That's why it's now March. And I actually have something planned in terms of some bonus content coming up in the next, ooh, I don't know, soon-ish. So just to help that wait period. And also it's fun for me. I love writing this world and those characters. So yeah.
Very fun. So when the bonus content is available, are you going to send it in a newsletter? Are you going to post about it on social media?
I'm going to post it on social media and my website.
Perfect.
I actually don't have a newsletter, which is awful for an author. I feel like everybody else has these amazing newsletters with all this awesome content. And I don't. I have social media that I update regularly, and it'll be posted on there, and it'll all be free. And instead, it'll just be on my website. Just something fun.
Awesome. You know,
summer's all about fun, right?
Exactly. And we'll definitely keep an eye out for it and be sure to share it in the podcast social media accounts and everything as well, so everybody can give it a read. But let's go ahead and dive into the book and wine pairings. So I've had a sneak peek of the ones that Kate's going to recommend, and I'm so excited. So Kate, do you want to start by telling us all about the first cozy mystery you've chosen for today and which wine you're pairing with it?
Yes, this was so fun. When Christy, when you came to me with this idea, I was like, yes, let's do it. This is great. So let's dig in. Yeah, so my first one that I want to recommend is The Maid by Nita Prose, which I am pairing with a Pinot Noir. And I sort of chose this pairing because I think Pinots, like this book, sometimes they're a little sweeter on the front end. Like I was thinking something like a label of layer cake, which is one of my favorites. And I didn't just get it because it says cake in it, although it does, it's nice and sweet and like it's, but then there's also all of these layers to it as you're sipping. And it was similar to when I was reading this book. It at first feels just like this really sweet story. Mm-hmm. And then there's so much depth to it. And the more I got into it, I was just so taken aback and surprised. And it follows this, she's the maid. So it's about a maid named Molly Gray who has a little bit of a harder time reading social cues and just understanding the world around her. And for so long, she relied on her grandmother. But then since her grandmother passed away, she's sort of trying to figure out this world on her own. And I loved it because the small community that we get to know in my cozy mysteries was really this swanky hotel where she worked. And this cast of characters were the people kind of there, like guests and the other people who work in the hotel. And it was just this really awesome, sweet story, but with enough depth just to keep me guessing. Mm-hmm. And I just really, so that's my very first book and wine pairing.
I love that pairing so much. And I did read The Maid when it came out earlier this year, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I think, I feel like cozy mysteries kind of have like, a range of coziness, I guess you would say. And so that one I feel like is a little bit more on the actual mystery end, but still definitely cozy. There's so many like cozy vibes. And like you said, the small hotel community that they've got going on. And it was just such a beautifully written book.
Yeah, I agree completely with you on though. It definitely sways closer to traditional, like a traditional mystery. And I think what kept it in the cozy world for me was kind of living in the world of Molly and the way she perceived the world. And uh-huh. She was just so innocent and but with such humor that it ended up feeling just very cozy to me, even though there were some heavier topics that came mm-hmm. up in it where it did sway towards traditional. It's like the way she perceived everything was like, okay, we're still good here.
Yeah. Still
in cozy world.
I agree. And I think her character voice is probably the most interesting character voice that I've read this year. And it was just so enjoyable to read through her.
Mm-hmm. oh my gosh, and the mystery. This is a book that just, and there's one more on this book and in my list that had like such a twist at the end that I was like, whoa, what? I did not see that coming. But this book by far just kept me guessing. And then I hope there's going to be another one in the series.
Me too.
I haven't seen one yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And I think, I could be wrong, I think the author is also an editor, and I think she's Ruth Ware's editor, actually.
Oh, that is such a cool connection.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you read it, you're like, of course this is brilliant, because yes. You wrote it, so it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so fun. I love those little connections that you can find in the book world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's always reading acknowledgments. I'm one of those people, I always read acknowledgments, and I'm always astounded when the things I stumble across.
No, me too. I actually always read the acknowledgments before I read the book, because sometimes there's like little tidbits in there that actually make the reading experience more fun when you have a little bit of insider information. So I always do the same thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to tell me what's your first one.
Okay, so my first pairing is going to be Sixth Sense Syrah and In the Company of Witches by Auralee Wallace. And before Kate and I started recording, I did tell her I am not a sommelier. So I'm just going to kind of tell you the wine description from the website. And they describe the wine as being full-bodied, drenched in jammy blackberry and blueberry flavors on a rather soft and easy texture. And it is really good. It's got kind of that buttery Merlot-like feel to it. But to be completely honest, I totally picked this wine for the label. And I'm going to post a picture on my Instagram account the day that we post this episode so you can see it. But it's got one of those palmistry hands, and it's got bookshelves and lots of fun witchy vibes. So I naturally had to pair it with a fun witchy book. And I do think that the Evenfall Witches B&B series is probably my favorite cozy witchy series. It's set in this small New England town. It's got ghosts and this wonderful, almost like Sabrina-esque vibe to it, complete with lovely anti-witches and a pet crow whose name is Dog. And the second book, When the Crows Away, just came out in April. And I just can't think of anything more magical than drinking a glass of this Syrah, lighting some candles, and then curling up with this series, because it's just so much fun.
Okay, this one, you've just sold me on it.
Good. And
both the wine and the book.
yeah, both are very fun. I love that kind of like witchy vibe, but mostly like in cozies, because it's not like too scary or too dark. It's like witchy light, and I really enjoy that.
This sounds like what I'm always craving around Halloween, because I always like to read something somewhat like of the season and spooky, but never too much. Like,
yeah.
It's just keep it cozy. Yeah. So that's perfect. And a crow named Dog. It sounds really, really, really cute.
I know. How adorable is that? He's definitely one of my favorite cozy companions. He's very unique. Okay. So we're each going to be doing three pairings. So Kate, go ahead. What's your next one?
Okay. So my next one is Renovated to Death by Frank Anthony Polito, who I believe is on your podcast recently.
Yes.
I listened to the interview and it was really, really good, because I just finished reading it and I was like, oh my gosh, he was actually on House Hunters on HGTV. But
yeah.
I'm getting ahead of myself. So I'm going to pair this one with a really crisp, like a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, which is just such a good, relaxing white wine. This is like the white wine that I want in the summer. Mm-hmm. And I kind of picked it. First off, they were drinking this in the opening chapter of the book. And I was like, oh man, that sounds good. You know, probably because it's summer, but also because that's just like, seemed like the perfect wine for either like when I'm doing an HGTV, like marathon of watching Love It or List It, or like watching other people do all of this hard work and like sitting back and like sipping on a nice little vino is like, just the icing on the cake, right?
Yeah.
And when I was reading along with this book, I was like, oh my gosh, this is, anyway, that's why I kind of picked that sort of crisp, refreshing. You know, sometimes, like I mentioned, this is the one where it has a fun twist at the end. And so that's sort of why I paired it with that. And I just thought this book was just so fun, because it's about a guy, PJ, and his partner, JP, which the names were super fun. And they have a show on HD TV in this world.
Yeah, that was cute.
They renovate. Isn't that so cute? This book was right up my alley because I like watching HDTV, and so it was fun to read about it. And they have this, they're partners, and they have this show where they renovate old houses. And then they're, for season two, the house that, you know, they're thinking of picking, the guy, a twin, turns up murdered. And anyway, it's a really, really fun one. And also, I thought it would be a fun one for Pride Month as well. Uh-huh. It's one of the new quozies, which I heard that term, I've heard that term, and I thought that it was kind of cool. So anyway, yeah, renovated to death.
Yes, that's a perfect recommendation. And I love that book so much. And I think that's so cute that you picked up on the fact that they were drinking that specific wine and then were able to use it for this podcast. That's so much fun.
Yes. Well, you know, it was something that like they opened at a fun dinner party where it was like, oh, that sounds like fun. Like to be able to fly on the wall at that party. And yeah, and then of course I was sort of bouncing some of these ideas off of my husband. I was like, what wine do you want to drink? And we're like having just like an HGTV, like kind of marathon if we're doing that. And his answer to it was like Sauve Blanc, like right away. Just like, I don't know why, there's something just so relaxing about that.
Well, I guess now I'm going to have to try that this weekend. My husband and my brother and sister and I have been having these like HGTV binges on the weekend because that's how cool we are. So I guess we'll have to do it this weekend with a Sauve Blanc because that sounds perfect.
You totally should. Let me know how it works out for you. And yeah, HGTV binges, it's what all the cool kids do. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so my next pairing is going to be Cupcake Moscato d'Asti, and I'm pairing it with 2 parts Sugar, 1 part Murder by Valerie Burns. So this Cupcake Moscato, it's a sparkling wine, which I always think is fun, and it's described as having a fine effervescence that tickles the palate. It's vibrant with flavors of nectarine, honey, and peach. And I had to pair it with 2 parts Sugar, 1 part Murder because it's a culinary cozy, it's a bakery cozy, and it's about a social media expert named Maddie Montgomery who's hashtag starting over. And I thought that was really cute. That's right from the book description. And she's starting over in this Michigan small town after inheriting her aunt's bakery and her 200-pound Mastiff. And I love that because we used to have a Mastiff named Titan and he was just like the sweetest old lug. So I just started reading it yesterday and it's so fun. It doesn't come out until I believe October. So I am reading an advance copy. So I will keep everyone posted. But so far it is an easy 5-star read.
Awesome. I was going to say, I didn't think that one was out yet. So yeah. I'm glad you added that. Yeah, that one I've kind of had my eye on too, is being out later this year. And what a fun pairing. Cupcake is always such a fun wine.
Yeah. And you know, she works in a bakery. So cupcakes, bakery, it goes.
It just fits. Absolutely. There's no wrong pairing, I think, right?
I know, right? It's hard to go wrong with pairing wines and cozies. I feel like our job here today was pretty easy, honestly.
Oh, yeah. This is great. It's very fun.
And, you know, doing all the research for this episode was just, you know, really arduous. We had to drink some wine, had to read some cozies. So, you know, tough job, but somebody had to do it. So here we are.
Yep. I'm glad we volunteered.
Exactly. So what is your next wine and cozy pairing?
Okay. So my next one is Cheddar Off Dead by Karina Moss, which the title was the first thing that caught my attention. I just think it's so witty. I love cozy titles, and like the punnier the better, in my opinion. And by the way, the second book is called Gone for Gouda, and it comes out later this year. And again, like I'm all about puns and like cheese puns. Yeah, it was great. And you know, I think for like even just writing like my own wine series, like I'm always thinking about like fun food pairings and like what better to go with wine than cheese. Mm-hmm. And so but like a cheese themed cozy mystery, like perfect. And to pair with it, I picked a Chardonnay and like oaky, buttery. I was thinking like that, just yeah, really luscious, like a Napa Chardonnay. that just rolls over your tongue, and it's just, yeah, really creamy to pair with the cheeses. Mm-hmm. And anyway, yeah, Cheddar Off Dead, I chose it just, it was, that one is very cozy and, you know, takes place in a small town near Napa, which is kind of cool to read about, and about a girl, Willa, who opens her very own cheese shop. And of course, you know, critic comes, or, you know, comes to town, and murder gets in the way, as happens with cozies. But it was just a really, really fun, comforting read. And the cheese descriptions were delicious. And like, definitely, you know, in addition to pair, like having a glass of, again, like I would probably just do a nice Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. Also have handy some really good cheeses, because this book will make you really hungry. Like I read it and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to eat that mac and cheese. Yeah. And all of the food that was described. So that is my third pick.
I love that. That is a great recommendation. And that series has been on my list. I think I'm going to read it next month. But those titles are so cute. I love the cheese puns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's lots of funny cheese puns throughout too in the book. And they were all just kind of made me chuckle. Like I love it when writers, especially with cozies, just include some of that. They really just like lean into the genre and to the punniness and the fun of the genre. Cause that's why we go to read them, you know, for some of that, that levity. So yeah, highly recommend. It was a good one. And it kept me guessing until the end too. All of these, I didn't quite like this one. I did not guess who it was. I even thought I did. There was once I skipped ahead to the end. I was like, is this who did it? And nope. Which is one of my like awful things that I do. I try really hard to wait until the end, but sometimes I just can't.
It's hard. It's hard to be patient when you're like book sleuthing and trying to figure out the killer on your own.
Oh yes, definitely.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Yeah. I am so excited to pick them up. And now I know what I need to drink while I'm reading those. But I do feel like the two of you should do some kind of book event together, just because wine cozy, cheese cozy, just it goes so well together. That would be so cool.
It really would. It would be good. I'll have to reach out to her. I haven't met her before, so I'll like go slide into her DMs.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, if nothing else, we can always create another, you know, wine and cozy and cheese pairing episode.
And cheese pairing. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm in.
All right. Perfect. Well, my final pairing is a Washington Hills Late Harvest Riesling and Death on Tap by Ellie Alexander. So this is a sweeter Riesling. It's described as being abundantly floral with orange blossom, gardenia, and ripe peaches. And it also has this really pretty blue bottle that I just feel like really perfectly captures the Pacific Northwest vibe, which is really what all of Ellie Alexander's books are all about. And Death on Tap is actually a beer cozy series, but they do have a lot of discussion of wine throughout that series. The main character, Sloane Krause, does interact with a lot of like local winery owners as well. It's set in Leavenworth, Washington, which is my favorite place in the world. I would move there in a heartbeat if I could. It's so cute. Just this like gorgeous little Bavarian themed town. And so Sloane Krause is the amateur sleuth. And she has to start over after she walks in on her husband having an affair with the barmaid in the tavern his family owns. So she goes to work at a different up-and-coming brewery in their small town. And there's just lots of delightful beer, food, and wine descriptions. And, you know, naturally lots of murder. So it's a lot of fun.
I read that one and it's really, really fun. Mm-hmm. And I love your pairing too. And I like that it's all Pacific Northwest. You said that one was from Oregon, I think, that the Riesling you picked?
Yeah, so it's Washington. It is Washington Hills Late Harvest Riesling.
That's awesome. So. I like that you paired where the wine came from with the book theme, like the setting. And, and that's a really, really fun book. And yeah, Sloane is a great character.
She is. She's like one of those book characters where she handles situations so well that like in my real life, I'm always thinking like, okay, what would Sloane do in this situation? Because she would handle it so much better than I am right now.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I know. All of these cozy sleuths seem far more like able to handle the unknown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Like, they're so capable, and they just walk into these situations that would be seemingly impossible for, like, a baker or somebody that owns a winery to just go tackle a murder investigation. And they do it, but they also, like, make careers out of, you know, their dreams and their hobbies. They just go for it. And I find them so inspirational.
Me too. And they retain their spunk no matter what they've come in contact with. Mm-hmm. Each book, they still have that little, like, charisma and something. And it's really, really, it's a good thing. That's one of my favorite traits about cozy mystery sleuths and protagonists.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. So, like, day-to-day basis, I'm always just like, channel your inner sleuth. Let's do this. We've got it. Yeah. So, anyway, that is all of our pairings that we had for today. But I just had so much fun doing this. And I do feel like we should make this like a recurring segment on the show. So I would love to have you, Kate, anytime you want to talk about books and wine. I am definitely here for it. I'm sure our listeners are going to love it as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm in anytime as well. This is really fun. This is a great podcast, great thing to do. And I loved, like I said, I loved all the research for it, getting to read so many great books.
Exactly.
Yep. Yes.
That's what it's all about. So we'll definitely do it again. And listeners, do not forget, Till Death Do Us Part will be out in March. You can pre-order it now. But before we sign off, Kate, do you want to just let everyone know how they can connect with you online?
Yeah, sure. So I'm online on all the major social media outlets, I guess, at LansingKM on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook as well and have a Facebook page, and I have my website too, katelansing.com, where I try to also, whenever I post news, I kind of try and do all of those places all at once. So yeah, connect with me and follow me, and yeah, thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Kate, thank you so, so much again for participating today. I know I didn't give you a ton of notice to do this. I just thought it would be fun. So I really appreciate you just hopping on board and going with it. And I had a great time.
I did too. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I always have a blast chatting with you. So this is great.
Good. Thank you. And listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We will be back with another episode of Get Cozy Podcast very soon. So stay tuned. That's all for today's episode. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Get Cozy Podcast to see which authors we'll be hosting in our upcoming episodes. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy reading and stay cozy.